Welcome back to Going Over, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well,
it's the only good George Strait song that's out there.
Afraid to take me by the hand.
It's not true.
If you
it's absolutely true. Discussed this earlier in the week. Grove was getting very heated with me because I let my thoughts be public on the fact that Garth Brooks is better than George Straits.
I know.
And actually Alan Jackson is better than George Straits. I put those thoughts online. Since Alan Jackson came onto the music scene, he has had more number one hits than George Strait. So George Strait was just, you know what, more than half of those number one hits of George Strait.
George Strait has 60 number
are really... 45.
No,
45
it's
number one hits. Product of those. Those are basically a product of just having no competition.
No.
And then Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson come along, and George Strait's just like, okay, I have no more number ones.
I will start rationalize with the ear.
I have no more number ones, man.
Yeah, you're an ass.
That's what happened.
Make a Mount Rushmore of George Strait songs. You can't.
I have one on there. This one, check yes or no, and then I don't know where to go.
You don't even like the Troubadour, and that wasn't even a number one hit. Might be his best song.
Oh, that song's terrible.
You're terrible.
Terrible song.
You're terrible. Donkey Kong sucks. You suck.
So Amarillo by Morning.
No, that's
Chair.
Yeah, so anyway, that's yeah.
Cross
so
my heart. I'm just gonna read George Strait number one hits throughout the corner now.
That's
scrap
fine.
All the hard work
start reading them and start reading them in 91 when Alan Jackson and Garth Brooks came onto the scene, and then you'll see how it drops off, drastically drops off. This is Going Over on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. I am Joe Roderick. He's Andy Hanselman. Matt Grover back at the Archview Flooring Studios. We are broadcasting from One Stop Supplements in Maryville, Illinois, right here on 159. Is that Anderson Hospital? Right up the street from Bobby's Frozen Custard. They also have a second location in Godfrey, Illinois. Right across from Lewis and Clark Community College. I have known the owner here, Matt, for about 15 years now. Yeah, back in high school. Was coming out here getting creatine back in high school.
Ah.
Yeah, had some friends of mine who ended up being all-state baseball players. They introduced me to Matt when they were playing. And what they did differently, though, they lifted. I didn't like lifting back in the day.
Oh.
Hated lifting, so I would take creatine but then not lift.
So what does that do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It does not a damn thing.
It doesn't do anything for you.
No.
Well, that happens. You know? Usually you get stronger just by drinking the creatine.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, maybe I'll drink this and then I'll go do practice and then I'll get muscles. No, it didn't.
No, you have to lift.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But,
it's okay to be a dumb kid.
Yeah, well, God, I was. I really
big,
was.
Big, dumb idiot.
It sucks that it took me so many years later. It's not like it just, like, clicked one day when I was back then, like high school or college.
Hey, I know it'll
work. It's like, oh, 30. Hey, I'm 30. Oh, hey, I should start trying this. God, I'm a dumbass. Have a little announcement to make coming up in a bit, but right now it's time for
Grover's Corner.
Yay. Welcome in.
Hi, Grove.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Grove. Hello again, everybody.
Hello. This is great. George Strait, by the way, 60 number ones. Come on. Stop with that 45. I know what it says on Wikipedia, but on our charts, he's got 60.
45 on Wikipedia.
You have to go by the Billboard country charts.
Right.
That's what you have to go by.
And some of his biggest hits weren't even number one. I mean, Amarillo by
Jets
Morning was
better
four.
Than George Strait.
I mean, come on.
Oh, my name's Joe.
I mean, and I'm not trying to discredit Alan Jackson, but come on, over George Strait.
No,
really?
Alan Jackson's very good in his own right, and so is Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks is an absolute freaking superstar.
Right.
George Strait is like just one of those, just a good old country guy, singing guy.
I would say Garth Brooks is probably closer to George Strait than Alan Jackson, even though
absolutely
George Strait doesn't really write as much as Garth Brooks does, but still, in terms, George Strait might be the best, but Garth, in terms of his worldwide appeal. But anyway, you want to jump in the corner?
Grover's Corner.
There you go, we'll do that. Before we get off start on this day, I just want to say the fish, they are biting at Lake Tanicomo in Branson. So if you're in the Branson, Springfield area and you're by Lake Tanicomo, those fish, they're apparently nibbling. So
does he really give, he gives out that information?
No, they do fishing reports, yes.
They're crappie.
Crappie.
They're crappie. They're crappie.
Crappie. Thank you.
God, why do I broadcast with idiots? Bloomin' idiots.
I have that. That's hotkey 32.
Can I get hotkey 9?
You want hotkey 9?
Bloomin' idiots.
Here's hotkey 9.
You just made the list.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, here we go.
Now I'm randomly just hitting buttons. Want to give me another hotkey and see what happens?
Hotkey 17.
Hotkey 17. Hold on. We got to find it here. Now we got technical difficulties here. There we go. Hotkey 17. Oh, no. There we go. I got it.
Call Kenny Loggins because you're in the danger zone.
There we go.
Got it.
Now you can
try another one here.
Now we're
more Archer and more Bob's Burgers. That's, yeah.
Call Kenny Loggins. You're in the danger zone. It's wonderful.
That is pretty good. What do you got in the corner, Grove?
All right. Well, we always start on this day. I've got a plethora of on this days for you. I mean, like, this is a chock full of, or well, not on the, but national days. We got a few on this days, too. But first of all, happy national Give Something Away Day. So take something you don't want and you give it away. Or, like in Andy's case, you gave up your stool so Joe can sit comfortably.
That was. Wow. So, wait. So you just came back from break. It's National Give It Away Day.
Yeah.
And you came back with a George Strait song.
And you didn't
play Give It Away.
Yeah, I may have dropped the ball on there. And you know what? It happens.
Bloomin' idiot.
But you know what today also is? Today is also National Toss Away the Could Haves and Should Haves. I should have played it. I could have played it. I didn't. I dropped the ball. I'm just going to toss it away and forget it ever happened. Okay. Happy National Toss Away. Thanks for the segue there. It's also National I Love Horses Day. So if you like horses.
Oh.
They're Bob's Burgers reference there with that, too. There you go.
You guys like
the horses in Juarez? Those kind of horses? The horse shows?
I thought they were donkey shows.
Donkey shows, I meant to say.
Yeah.
You guys like pudding?
Come here, donkey.
Moving on.
Favorite kind of pudding.
Moving on.
It's National Tapioca Pudding Day.
And wow.
And you both have pets, right? You both have dogs, correct?
Yeah.
This is very serious, very important. It's a pet fire safety day, so make sure when you're planning your escape routes out your house, if you have them, in case of a fire, that you have a plan for your pets as well, and you make sure you know where they are.
Ooh.
I don't know how you would do that, short of picking them up and getting them out of the house. I don't think you teach them, hey, it's a fire, go outside, but it is National Pet Fire Safety Day.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to practice a fire drill with my dogs when I get home.
And then eat some tapioca pudding.
That's correct.
That's
and then
right.
give it away.
Yes.
And then say I shouldn't have given that away.
Yes. Because remember, it is National Toss Away the Could Haves and Should Have Days. No regrets. No regrets in this corner today. It's all in the past.
not even one letter. My credo. Scotty P. No regrets. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
We're the Millers. Jason Sudeikis.
I've never seen that movie. Not enough to even.
Nick Offerman.
Not
Nick
enough
Offerman
to memorize
is
it.
Awesome
no.
in it.
That's the one with Jennifer Aniston, right? She's the stripper.
She is.
I've never seen it. I heard it looked funny, but I've never.
It's very funny. There's a male frontal nudity in it.
Is there any Jennifer Aniston nudity in it?
Well, no, but I mean, she does get down to her skibbies.
That's every movie she's in, isn't it? Wasn't that? Yeah.
If you look like that when she's pushing
50, I mean, 50. Wouldn't you?
She got naked in the breakup with the great Vince Vaughn.
Just saw the backside.
Right.
Boy, it's really nice, though.
And wasn't that a stunt double?
Really strong.
Or was that actually her?
No, that was actually her.
I feel like
her.
I need to check Mr. Skin and make sure.
So Vince Vaughn has actually seen Jennifer Aniston fully naked.
Well, they were dating, too, so.
Oh.
They did date at one point, so I'm sure he's done other stuff.
Everybody on the crew has seen.
Well, she could have had, like, pasties or something.
Where are we with the corner?
I don't know.
Joe's trying to keep the program on track.
we're really going
to get another, like, 40-minute corner.
Ouch.
Grover's Corner.
This is, hey, you started this segment. You could kill it just as well as you started it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This was all, when it, when there was food in front of you, it was a lot easier to endure. Now that there's not, that's you true. Know, a kitchen sink in front
I
of
ate
you.
My protein bar and I'm
I can go next door and grab a creamed horn. It's like, grab a creamed horn.
Oh, I'm okay.
When we're not eating, it's like, God, this really is an awful, awful segment. But we will. We'll get into
no,
it
here.
No,
it's terrific.
It's
the best.
Cardinal baseball. We'll start there. They returned from All-Star break last night to begin a 10-game road trip. First up, a 3-day stay in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. Cards third baseman Jed Jerko got the birds flying with a 2-run homer in the first inning. But Pittsburgh rallied back to tie it at 2 before Bucks first baseman Josh Bell connected for a 3-run Oppo Taco off today's closer, or yesterday's closer, Sunwan Oh. In the bottom of the ninth to give the Pirates a 5-2 victory. With the loss, the Cards dropped to 43-46 on the season. They now fall out of a tie with the Chicago Cubs for second in the NL Central. Furthermore, with the win, Pittsburgh creeps to just a half game back of the Cardinals for third in the NL Central.
Wow.
So
oh,
at the
wow.
end of today, the Cardinals could be in second place, third place, or fourth place in the NL Central. We won't know for sure until
it's a tight race.
Yes.
It's a tight race.
It's a tight race in the Comedy Central there.
The Pittsburgh B-Fib. Through yes. Jed Jerko's ball.
That was great.
That was awesome.
I hope that becomes a thing in Pittsburgh. I really want that to become a trend in Pittsburgh to where if you catch an opposing team's home run, you see if you could throw it into the river. No matter where you are on the field, if you catch an opponent's home run, it is your duty to turn around and chuck it in. Don't hand it to a kid. Don't hand it to a fan of that team.
What if I want to keep the ball? What if I've never caught a home run?
That's your choice. That's the thing. Like instead of throwing it back, like in Wrigley, you catch a home run ball, you throw it back onto the field. In Pittsburgh, I hope that it becomes a thing where you try to launch it into the river. I really, really hope that becomes a thing.
Can we be honest? Was that not a cannon of a throw or what?
That was a great throw.
And we don't know.
Has anybody put like the numbers on it to see how far?
I know the
threw
Cardinals
it?
Were trolling it on Twitter. They's like, I wonder if StatCast has the numbers on that throw or something. Like when they showed the link to the Jerko home run, or they provided the video for the Jerko home run. But I have yet to see any of that. But you know, you think we know Stephen Piscotty left the game last night in the ninth. What right manager Mike Matheny's calling a right groin strain. He could have a DL stint on the future. We should know that later today, what his status is. Randall Grichuk did go on the DL yesterday. Maybe that's a guy. Maybe you go look at that guy and, hey, can you play outfield? You can't play defense any worse than these other guys that they have out there. So,
good throw.
I mean, that was a hell of a throw.
It was.
And it was just so natural. He caught the ball and just.
I found it on any.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? What we got here? Do you find the numbers of it, or do you just find the video?
The video.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I need actual StatCast numbers of this to figure out how far he threw that ball
that
and
was
how
Vlad Guerrero,
how well
Rick Ankiel-esque.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Joe, look who's here.
Andy, did you get something from next door?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Sweet Bakery Creations by C&K. Andy, my God, they just brought a lot of goodies here.
Hey.
Holy.
Wow.
Everything sounds delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Jeez. Matt, come over here and have some of this stuff. My goodness.
Yes, the guy in the supplement store.
Wow. Yeah. Matt, Grove, you're going to be jealous.
I'm
going
to
text you a picture of this, Grove.
Oh, good. I look forward to that. That'll suddenly make this segment a little more bearable for you.
They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6.
All right. Oh, look at that. Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6.
Nice.
Thank you, ladies.
Wow.
Oof. Great.
All right. Well.
Thanks for tempting us.
To run an extra mile today because of this.
Right?
Real good. Now I'm looking. I don't see any StatCast numbers on it, so continue on, Grove.
I'm getting ready to open my bag of Cheez-Its. There we go. Had to throw that in there. Yes, later today, the Cards' first pitch from PNC Park, 6:05 tonight. The Cardinals will send Lance Lynn to the hill. Again, I said this last time when he started. It could be his last start as a Cardinal. He is 7-6 on the
every
year.
Every start he makes for the Cardinal, his
and
value
we'll
goes
say
down.
That, well, yeah, because that's one less start he'll have for another contending team.
Thank you so much.
But he's
for that
7-6 with an ERA of 3.61 on the season. He'll be countered, or the Pirates will counter with Jameson Italian, who's 5-2 with a 2.73 ERA. He's been impressive since he returned back from his bout with cancer there. earlier in the year, if you remember, he had a fight with cancer, and he's been very sharp. A feel-good story in the MLB.
Cancer, and did he? He also took like a line drive off the head too, if I recall, didn't he?
I'm not sure. When I was looking up, I was more like when I heard the name, I was instantly thinking that's the guy that had cancer earlier in the year, and then I saw the numbers and just how good they were.
That.
I know he
had
a good start, I believe, in St. Louis when the Pirates were through right before the All-Star
last year.
Right, so he's had a rough go.
Yeah, June 19th of last year, took a 105-mile-per-hour line drive off the head. And
crazy. That's a guy that's been through a lot in his baseball career.
So I'm not sure if I'm not sure if he wears one of the new hats.
I don't think he does.
He was a top prospect.
Right.
He was a top prospect of theirs. Hernan Perez, 105-mile-an-hour line drive off his head last year. Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, first pitch, Pirates, Cardinals, PNC Park tonight, 6:05 p.m. We're switching gears. We don't usually go into this realm, but we're going to talk a little tennis. Tennis here. Wimbledon's women's finals this morning. With her younger sister and reigning Wimbledon champion, Serena Williams, out due to pregnancy. Her 37-year-old sister, Venus, was looking to not only keep the Wimbledon title in the family, but was also seeking to win her sixth Wimbledon crown and break her sister Serena's record and become the oldest female to win a Grand Slam title, tennis title. Her sister set it earlier this year at the Australian Open by winning that at 35 years old, 125 days, and two months pregnant at the time. But Venus, as for today over in London, went into this final round. She had defeated three opponents aged 20 or younger to reach the final and entered as the sentimental favorite looking to make history. Her opponent, however, didn't quite get the memo in a match littered with a plethora of double faults by both competitors. Garbine Muguruza, she's Venezuelan, I kind of made that Italian, overcame.
If there were double faults, don't put it on the opponent for not getting the memo.
Okay.
So he said both players.
Both players did, but I said her.
Okay.
Can I finish my story, please? You just enjoy your cookies and your pastry goodness and your protein shake, and I'll.
We haven't had any yet. I'll get through trying
to pronounce this game, but she or this name, Garbine Muguruza. I had to listen to it and then spell it out phonetically here. She overcame a noticeably fatigued Venus Williams to win in straight sets 7-5, 6-0. It is Muguruza's first Wimbledon title and her second career Grand Slam. She also won the French Open in 2016. So, Garbine Muguruza, the Wimbledon champion.
The mighty have fallen.
Yes.
Grove.
Venus.
The mighty have fallen.
She lost in the finals. I was going to say,
the mighty have fallen.
I would say Venus made quite a run. She just ran out of steam at the end. And from what I gather, it wasn't the most epic of. Obviously, it ended in straight sets, and the second set was 6-0. Or 6-love, I'm sorry. But that's
use the right terminology, Grove.
Right. I have to do this all. There's the tennis thing, it's love, and in golf it's on or soccer, you're on the pitch and
they're
it's
also
nil.
They're not in London.
Yes,
they're not in London, Grove. They're at the All England Lawn and Tennis
England,
Club.
Okay. On the men's side, the Wimbledon Championship takes
Lawn
place
and Tennis Club.
At the All England London Tennis Club.
There
Association.
No. The All England Lawn and Tennis Club.
Tomorrow, Roger Federer will seek to become the first man to win 8 Wimbledon titles. To do that, he will have to take on Marin Cilic. Once again, that takes place tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. So stay tuned to Going Over tomorrow. I'm sure we'll probably cover that in the corner as well. If this corner.
I'm going to watch it.
Well, you guys will watch it. From what spacious studio will you guys be at tomorrow?
I don't know yet. Andy's going to get us someplace tonight.
Oh, wow.
Trying to figure it out.
Good for you, Andy. Well, then, wherever you guys are at, there you'll be. Moving on.
Whether it be at a place or the Belleville Studios or the Glen Carbon Studios.
There you go. One of them, Belleville.
You're
going to
get us a place tonight. That's what you're going to that
is your goal.
We're going to get tonight.
Free food.
Yep.
Look, exactly. We're hungry, and we don't want to pay for it, so we're coming to do our
radio.
We're
going to do a little radio program here.
You got it, buddy? We're tired of screwing around.
Put the finger to the chest and give them a good talking to, like, hey.
That's right.
This is how this is going to roll.
You listen to me, buddy.
Exactly. I like it. All right. Can I move on now?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't see you guys, so sometimes I don't know if Andy's had something else. I didn't want to cut him off. But anyway, we're going to move on to the NFL.
Now, you keep talking, yeah.
Okay, NFL, ESPN's Adam Schefter is reporting that Alton native John Burrow's high alum and Dallas Cowboys Pro Bowl running back Ezekiel Elliott is bracing for a possible suspension
Alton's
from
own.
The NFL stemming from domestic violence Uh-oh. Allegations brought upon him by a former girlfriend in 2015 while Elliott was attending the Ohio State University. While charges were not filed...
Alton.
Well, charges
oh,
not...
that's the case. Oh, I'm sorry. St. Louis's own.
Wow. Well done, sir. Well done.
Yep.
Now we're just going to pass the buck.
And John Burrow's own.
Yep. Yeah, that's St. Louis through and through right there.
Yep. Peters.
Yeah, when he scores that first touchdown of the season, though, he's back,
back
from
to Alton. Back to Alton's very yep. own. John Burrow's mm-hmm. alum. Alton native.
Now that this one, you know, if he gets a lot of well, this did seem like, you know, that there was not much to it. So getting a suspension for this does seem a little ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because like charges were not filed against Elliott by authorities, and the NFL doing what they do have been conducting their own investigation, and there is a belief going around Cowboys camp now that the team will be without its star running back Elliott. St. Louis, Alton, Missouri, Illinois, Burroughs, Ohio State alum, native, whatever you want to call him, for at least a game or two, probably just a game or two. Elliott, who maintains his innocence, admitted his frustration with this whole process, and he told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram earlier this year, saying, quote, I want closure, I do. I would rather not drag it on as long. I think if there was something to find, which there's not, they would have found it by now. The police did a very thorough investigation, end quote. So he maintains his innocence, but obviously the NFL doesn't care. This is a league that will suspend people if having your name linked to something. We saw with Terrell Pryor, he had to, his transgressions in college led to suspensions in the NFL. I mean, it is what it is. Finally, on this day, a couple birthdays for you. We have Mike Shannon. He's turning 78. Cardinal closer. Oh,
hey,
we just mentioned him. He's 35 today. Wonder if he'll get the day off for
one of
birthday.
Them could probably get three outs in the ninth inning. The other one pitched yesterday for the Cardinals.
There you go.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh.
And then we got a couple other on this days for you. On this day in 1815, a little baseball history for you. George Washington Bradley of the St. Louis Brown Stockings threw what would go on to become the first official no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. His no-no came against the, how about this for a team, the Hartford Dark Blues. The score was 2-0 Brown Stockings.
Kids hit on the radio.
Dark Blues. Don't say Dark Blues. The score ended 2-0 without a hit being allowed by Bradley. Obviously, that was a no-hitter that year. How about this for where we are now and pitch counts and everything? That year, Bradley completed 63 of 64 of St. Louis's games, winning 45, and he led the league with an ERA of 1.23. He threw 16 shutouts and set a record that has not been broken. 63.
How long do you think games lasted back then?
Didn't you had to get 5 strikes to get an out and 9 pitches for a walk?
That's not true.
It's close to being true.
I don't think that's
very
true.
I didn't look up all that. I just was like, wow, he completed 63 or 64 games. If they were 2-inning games, then
Joseph,
maybe that's a little
bit. It absolutely is true. There were a lot. You had to get a lot more balls
really?
And strikes. Yeah.
He wasn't as effective the next year. I did see in 1816 things didn't go quite as well. But he
can only imagine why.
He was very versatile, so he could play multiple positions.
What happened?
Yeah. He played all over the diamond. He played a little third. He played – so he wasn't just a pitcher, but his pitching numbers did take a hit in 1816. But George Washington Bradley of the St. Louis Brown Stockings – first
George
no-hitter
Washington
in
Bradley.
Baseball history. First recorded, documented no-hitter in baseball history. Also on this day in 1988, one of the greatest action flicks of all time, Die Hard, was released. The film would go on to become one of the greatest Christmas films of all time. It is a Christmas film. I don't care what anyone says. It helped launch actor Bruce Willis into superstardom, and it helped set the table for Reginald Vell Johnson to become one of the most beloved cops in TV and film history, thanks to his role in Die Hard as Sergeant Al Powell and later Officer Carl Winslow, in the sitcom Family Matters.
Oh.
There you go. Reginald Vell Johnson. It was a great show. It was a great movie. His birthday? Consider Die Hard was released.
He died?
No.
Die Hard was released on this day.
No, it is a Christmas movie. It very much is a Christmas movie. It's up there with like A Christmas Story and Jingle All the Way and other Christmas classics.
Hmm.
Andy, were you there the one night we did the Christmas movie draft?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. That was, I think, Marisek. That was another terrible segment.
I feel like that was a J Boyd.
Either way, I know I was a part of it, but I was given a partner for this, and it was an elderly grandma board op that was running a sports show, or running the board for a sports show.
Yeah.
So I was listening to her, and I wanted to take Die Hard, and instead of taking, like, yes, that's it. I was. We ended up taking, like, Jack Frost with Michael Keaton and stuff. It was awful. But, yeah, that's all I have for the corner. I hope you enjoy your pastries. I hope you enjoyed this ride down memory lane and all these sports highlights. And, you know, remember, give something away day. Toss away the could-haves and should-haves and go eat some pudding. Oh, and take care of your pets.
That's Grover's Corner brought to you by Jerry Tanner at Tanner Law. As I go through and get the live read ready for this, that's an e-me on this. But I would imagine that Jerry Tanner, very happy once again with the with the job that we did presenting the corner to you. He is Jerry Tanner. You could find him online at tannerlaw.net. That's tannerlaw.net. Or you can give him a call, 314-241-1956. That's 314-241-1956. Jerry Tanner has over 30 years of experience and is a former prosecutor in St. Louis. If you're hurt in a car accident or at work, don't fight the battle alone. Give Jerry a call and help him fight the insurance company and their team of experts. That's Jerry Tanner at tannerlaw.net. Take a break. Come back with more Going Over after this.